like that's a long time.
So, all right. So we're gonna try to record what we did on the Machlokas of Simchus and the Rabbanon. Okay. So, So what's the Machlokas? So you have the case over here is that the Gemara says that what? The Gemara's question is like this: can the Mishnah be Simchus? Right. So the Gemara says maybe the Mishnah can't be Simchus. Why? Because our Mishnah says that the Shnayim Ochs and Batalas is Chok and Beshrua, right? And Simchus says Mamon Amutul B'Safek is Chok and B'Loshua, right? And what's the case of Simchus? The case of Simchus is by the Shor Shnagah Chasapara, right? So you don't know whether the shore killed the ubar or not. Definitely killed the par. You don't know if he killed the ubar or not. So that ubar is considered is besafek. So Sumcha says it's true, it's besafek. So you therefore you split it. And the Rabbanan say no, it's mamotzi michaver al haraya. Okay. Yeah. So we want to try to define the machlokas. And furthermore, it gets more difficult because then the Gemara says maybe it can't even be the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say why maybe it shouldn't be the Rabbanan because you need a raya here. There's no edim. So the Gemara says no, it's not like the case of the Shor Shnagah Chasapara, because over there it was one was a muchzak, and over here Rash says there's no motzi, right? There's no motzi. Ain kan motzi mechaveru because tirvayo tofsi. But then the only question is, so why do you need a shua? So why do you need a shua, right? So that's Rashi says, kaven the mechzer gubayna of masha chaveru tofes, daitofes v'kula vaitofes v'kula lo kim lula rabbanu lo tzi mal meches kosla b'kidi. So strange Rashi. What does he mean? Saying that we can derive from the Rabbanon that since they required Edom over there, when it was a motzi, they required Edom. Right? But over here, you don't require Edom. So how do you know you need a Shua? So Rashi says, no, we really can derive a general principle from the Rabbanon. There's a general principle that they hold. You can't be motzi mamon from meches kaso b'chidi without anything. So you need a Shua. So in other words, so Rashi saying this money is considered, it's in both of their hands, so there's no motzi michavero, but it still is b'chez kaso, still is in the chazaka, right? And to break that chazaka, you need the shua. Okay, so those are the problems we're trying to explain. And then furthermore, the Gemara has another question of Sumchus, that maybe he only holds mamon namuto b'safik, is chokim below shua, when it's a shema v'shema, but not by bari bari, where they each come and they say we don't know what happened. But if they each come and say I know what happened, then maybe you would say that they would hold like the Rabbanan, that it would be a motzmi chaver ol haraya. So what's that machlokas in Sumchus? If Sumchus holds only by bari, only by shema v'shema, or even by bari bari? Yeah, so the question is on Sumchus, right? I mean, how are you? What about the din of Amotzi Mechaver Ol Haraya? Right? Doesn't he agrees with the din in general? I mean, even the Gemara here says only where is the drawers of Amona. You can't just go over to somebody and say that's mine, and say, well, now there's a Safek, so we'll split it, right? He still holds from the principle of Amotzi Mechaver Ol Haraya in general. Yeah. So why over here does he hold this is not a problem? So that's what we were saying, that they want to say like this, that what? That really is a question of Beis Din. It's a question of Beis Din. Question of what is the essential din in front of Beis Din. Simchus is learning that over here, Simchus learns like this, says over here there is a genuine suffix to the Beis Din. The Beis Din knows certain facts. Certain facts are known that create a suffix, right? We know that the para was pregnant, and we know that the shor killed the para. But it's not. It's besuffic if the shark killed the ubar, right? So that is a that's a real suffix. Now, that suffix will, if the shore killed the ubar, then the bala shore is the money. If the shore didn't kill the ubar, then the bala shore is pater, and it's the bala par's loss. Bala par's loss, right? So he says that suffix, that event, that occurrence of the shore killing the ubar, is in doubt, and it's equal for both sides. There's no way to say, no way that either side can claim the that it occurred. There's no way either side can claim their side any more force than the other, right? And Mamanus is totally on that, right? So he considers that Mamana Mutal B'Safek, is that value of the para, the value of the ubar, whether it belongs to the whether it goes against the bala para or the bala shor, is besafik. Because in fact, it's besafik. So anytime you have safik, the din is yachloku. The din is yachloku, right? Yeah. So that's why he says it's not a moti michavera olav haraya. It's not a question of a moti michavera olav haraya, because we're just being done on that suffix. A motzi mechaver olav haraya says, no, it just never gets to the problem of a motzi mechaver olav haraya. A motzi mechaver olav haraya is where I come at you with a suffix, with a claim of that the whole claim is besuffic. But over here, since the facts themselves are in doubt, right? It's unclear if the death of the ubar was caused by the balashar. Right, so that itself is a suffix. The basin will be done on that suffix. The basin is done on that suffix itself. Right, that's a suffix in front of basin without the tainas, like Tosfos says. Without tainas, that's a suffix to basin. Basin knows this fact, and it creates a suffix. So from this suffix, it gives an equal zechus to each one. So when the Baal HaShor comes to get half of his money, he's coming with 100% valid claim on his half, right? Because the whole thing was besafik, and then they split it. So each one has a right to his half. Just like the Baal HaShor gets to keep his half, the Baal HaPar gets to take his half. It's the same exact thing, right? Yeah. So right. But the Rabbanon hold that it's true in reality it's a suffix, and on that and that logic each one should get half of the suffix. But the Rabbanon hold, Rashi focuses on collection when he talks about the Rabbanon. Right? All of Haraya be'edem vilo logavi midi. And again he says by that you need a shvua, he says it's mechzer gubaina. So Rashi learns like this, that it's true in the abstract, the issue in the case is an absolute question of is a genuine suffix, right? He says, but that's not what basin is done on. That's what we wanted to say, right? Trying to slowly work it back to remember. But I think that's what we wanted to say, that the essential question is, what is based in dan on? What's the din really on? According to Simchus is giving a good logic, if you say that based in is dan on the case itself, the controversy itself, the issue itself. So of course based in doesn't just go around solving sfeikos. They have to be balei dinim to bring Beis Din in. But all the Balei Dinim do is present an issue. And Beis Din has to decide on the issue. So here the issue before them is the timing of the death of the Ubar. That's Besafek. So they must say each one has an equal claim to it. And that will flow from that certain rights. But they're really being done on that issue. And they treat that issue as an entity of suffix, and they split its results, right? But the Rabbanon is saying no. that every din is really just the essence of din is a tvias mamon from one person to the other. So the Baal HaPara is really coming in and saying to the Baal HaShor, you owe me the value of the para, of the ubar. The other thing is, on his mamonis, on the Baal HaShor's mamon, he's a muchzak, because every dollar is his. Every dollar has a chazaka that it's his. And the Baal HaPara only has a taina suffik why he should get that money. The Baal HaPara only has a taina suffik why he's entitled to any of that money. Right? So in terms of the in terms of the moment itself, that's the way the Rabbanim are looking at it. Every din Torah is really based in mediating between one person trying to get the other person's momentous. Right? And deciding between the claim, one person's claim on another person's moment. So in that sense, he's a motzi mechavero when the other guy is a muchzak on his momentous. And the only strength he has to be motzi mamon is a suffik. So then he has to lose. But Sumchus is saying that it's true that the taina is on. It's true that the tvi is on mamonis, but that's not what the decision is on. The decision is on the case. In other words, depending on what you say that the role of Beis Din is going to determine the relative position of the Baal Edinim. If the whole case is on, do I have a right to extract your mamonis? Do I have a right to take mamon out of your rishus? So then Beis Din will say, well, you can only take mamon out of his rishus. He's a muchzak on it. We know that definitely belongs to him. Now you have to say why it belongs to you. If you can't say why it belongs to you, then you're at a disadvantage. So that's why, according to the Rabbanan, the suffix will always be at a disadvantage. Right? He'll lose. Because he's going against the essence of the case is he's trying to be motzi mamon. He's not bringing a shaila before Beis Din, he's bringing a claim of mamonis before Beis Din. But according to Sumchus, he's really bringing the claim of mamonis is just saying why Beis Din is nogeya to be done on the question. But they're really done on the question. And in terms of the abstract issue of what occurred before what, no one is better positioned. There's no favoring one side or the other. Just because he's a muchzak on his mamonis, that doesn't mean that we should give him any more weight in the question, in the abstract question of what happened in this case, of the suffix. See, and that's the question by the Shema and the Bari and Bari. Because it could be that Sumchus holds, could be that Sumchus really agrees with the Rabbanan. Could be the Sumchus holds, it depends on what the Baal Edinim do. If the Baal Edinim bring a Shema v'Shema, then they're not really coming as Tviyas of Mominus. They're just bringing based in the question. Then based in has a right to be down in the question. But if one comes and is Toveya Mominus, then that's a different kind of a case. In other words, maybe Sumchus holds there are two kinds of based in, two types of Dinim. But the Din of the Suffolk is only when they're not coming as Baal Edinim trying to be motzi, essentially. They're coming to know what to solve the suffix. But if they come as a motzi, if one would come as a motzi, then it would be like the Rabbanim. Or the Bari Yubari is saying no, that they have intrinsically a different idea of basin. So that's what I'm saying, the three positions over there. According to the Rabbanan, Din is always mumminous. It's true, it's based on abstract questions and sveikos and facts and reality and things like that. But bottom line, all of those only serve to give someone a koach to be motzi, an object that the other person vaday owns. Right? According to Sumchus, there's two possibilities. Either, according to Sumchus, it's not like that. There's a function of Beis Din. If you hold even by Bari Ubari, then you hold that he holds the essence of Beis Din is really to answer the more abstract issues. The other thing is they have to be engaged. Without Baal Edinim, they don't have a right to function on their own. So Baal Edinim say this is an issue of importance to us, and we want you to decide it. Then they have a right to then their decision has a force of halacha binogeya to these two. Otherwise, anybody can declare chakiras on anything, but what does it have to do with my mamonis? It only has to do with the Bali Dim's mamonis because they submitted the issue before Beis Din. But they're not coming as one guy trying to grab mamon from the other. Essentially, they're coming as presenting the issue to the Beis Din. And on the issue itself, there's no one has a home court advantage. But that's Bari. That's even Bari Bari. But you could learn the middle way. That according to Sumchus, it depends what they're presented with. Right, that would only be Shema B'Shema. But you see from the Rabbanan, that's what he's saying. That's what Rashi's saying. That even though there's no motzi in our case, It still is always about collection. It still is mechusar gubayna. That's the essence of the maisa based in is really in terms of the collection. So in order for them to so over here to be motzi from the Gemara's havmina was you need adem to be motzi. You need adem to change its status because this does have the status of the chezkas shneim, and they're trying to break that. The Havmina was maybe according to the Rabbanan you need Edom here too. But the Maskar of the Gemara is saying, no, you only need Edom when one is at a disadvantage over the other. But otherwise, you still need more than Taina. Oh, right, now I remember. We said one other thing. Because we said every din is three things, right? We said there's the Tviya, that's the monetary claim. I you owe me $100. Then there's the Taina, which is why you owe me the money, the reasoning behind it. And then there's a raya, right? How do I know that your reasoning is true? You always have those three things. So the Rabbanan hold, that's what Rashi says. You can't, they won't give money out of its chazakah. They won't break the money from its chazakah based on a taina alone. That's what you see from the Rabbanan. So that's why you need a shvua. But you only need Edom to when one person is a muksuk. All right, that last point I have to clarify a little more. But I think that was basically what we're trying to say.